USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he thinks Special Counsel Robert Mueller acted honorably.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump making those comments at the White House. Now, Mueller concluded that there was no collusion or conspiracy between the president's 2016 campaign and Russia. A dozen alleged participants in the biggest college admissions bribery case pled not guilty in a Boston federal court on Monday. 50 people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, have been indicted. They are both due in a Los Angeles court on April 3rd. Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri will be threatened with more flooding as waters, though, do retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes that as snow melts in Montana and the Dakotas, that will bring more floods to Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The attorney for the man accused of killing a mob boss in New York is shedding some light on a motive. Robert Gottlieb spoke after his client, Anthony Comello, made a court appearance in Staten Island.
The reasons for what happened will be shown to be tied to the hate, to the words that are so easily obtainable on the internet.
Comello remains in custody and is being held without bail. New York federal prosecutors are announcing charges against attorney Michael Avenatti for threatening to extort millions from Nike.
The charges are based on Avenatti's scheme to extract more than $20 million in payments from a public company by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity to inflict financial and reputational harm.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman at a press conference on Monday. Berman also believes,
by engaging in the conduct alleged in the complaint, Avenatti was not acting as an attorney. A suit and tie doesn't mask the fact that this was an old-fashioned shakedown.
USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The average tax refund is $3 lower than it was a year ago. That's according to statistics released by the IRS. The average tax refund is around $3,000, and the IRS has issued 59 million total refunds, which is down just under 2 million or 3% from last year. Paul Schwartz is a certified public accountant, and he explains why you want to keep that refund as low as you can.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly, you want to gather your receipts as best you can and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America. one life at a time.
I drive Lyft, and every once in a while, I just mention this, and I say, you know, I can only speak for me. I can't say how it's going to make somebody else feel, but for me, this has been the single biggest change for me for anything that I've taken. I've tried, you know, smoothie diets and all kinds of stuff, but this really seems to work.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself by using discount code CANYON. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
The mainstream media. Because someone has to be in charge of selective outrage in this country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We want the truth.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. No truth handler, you. Bah! I deride your truth handling abilities.
Oh, The Simpsons. Anyway, hat tip to Brian. Thank you. Welcome back to The Kate Daly Show. Listen to all over the globe right now live. I love it. You know, I've got Uncle Milty with me. How you doing?
I'm good.
Big thank you to Dr. Pesta for coming on.
Yeah.
And so much to talk about in this hour. UPS delivering vaccines. We've got red flag laws going crazy. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of cases where the FBI and different intelligence agencies are out of control that for some reason we don't want to do anything about. And I was just thinking about this whole nonsense from the last hour, this whole media. Let me just say this. Watching the media today, you would still think that there were so many things to still grasp about the Mueller report, even
yeah.
though it was pretty succinct. I mean, it's funny to me because we talk about what the media does all the time. And we talk about the fact that they always want to turn your attention to different things. Well, in the Mueller report, it's, yeah, but what do we still not know? To the point where a nothing burger is a nothing burger is a nothing burger. This is just to the point of trying to make something up to save face, because you can't sue the media anymore for giving you propaganda, not since 2012. So when Obama re-upped the Smith-Mundt Act, he re-upped what we used to call foreign propaganda. Like in, you know, what was it? Voices of America, Radio Today, you know, Radio.
Radio Free America.
Radio Free America. So we were allowed to use propaganda in discussing the nature of things in other countries or in foreign matters, okay? We were actually allowed to do this for decades. Then it got to the point where we've always been doing it since the CIA infiltrated the media in Mockingbird back in the 50s, late 40s, early 50s. We have had this collusion with media, CIA,
sure.
with government, right? And so in 2012, though, they took the extra step then of legalizing it so that you can't go back and sue Fox News for perpetuating this lie, for allowing people to go on and lie without questioning them, without representing themselves as an actual news source. So CNN, of course, does it because that's all they do. I don't think I've ever seen an actual piece of real news come out of CNN.
Nothing original.
No. But the reason that we're talking about Fox News so much is because to our conservative audience, this needs to obviously be talked about in great length because we don't realize that they are all coming from the same sort of ownership, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the problem in America is we still feel like there's truth versus not truth. No, it's just all coming from the same sources. It's what flavor you want. It's lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
It's lipstick on a pig, just a different shade. Do you like coral or do you like bright red? So that's basically why we have to out it so much in conservative talk, which a lot of conservative talk won't do. And to me, they're not honest conservative talk if they're not going to get to the truth. If they're not going to actually say that Fox News is as bad as CNN, it's just a different flavor of lipstick, then whatever show you're listening to, there's a problem. because they're not telling you the they're not going to the real story, right? So there's that, and then there's all this other stuff that we're having to deal with in the media. And Milty and I were talking about this earlier, and we were talking about the film we were watching, the New Zealand shooting. And if you even mention a question about the New Zealand shooting, you're instantly painted as insensitive, jerk. Yeah. How dare you even question a shooting? But I will have to venture to say that I think the opposite. I think you're idiotic if you don't question it. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as, can we please wake up out of the coma, the media coma that we're in, and look at that video with a more critical eye and ask yourself if it looks like a video game. When people are shot and there's no blood, when people are, when you're seeing this and you're seeing the sound, you're hearing the sounds of this gun, and you're going, something's not normal about this. You should in every way be able to ask a question. That is not looking at it a nothing burger and trying to derive something. That's actually looking at something that happened and going, wow, I have questions because this is not adding up. So the media wants to keep perpetuating a lie. They'll never want to look at the fact that there's things about this shooting that they should be asking. Do you know what I mean? It's always
I do,
perpetuating.
But, you know, even myself, I hadn't seen the New Zealand video until yesterday. And I found myself being hesitant to question its authenticity before I saw it.
Of course, you're not allowed to do that.
Right. And so even myself, who knows better, gets caught up in that.
I do, too.
But as soon as I saw it, as soon as I saw it, I knew this is not real.
Well, it's interesting because I go in now, I don't go in thinking that I'm going to end up thinking what I'm thinking. I don't go in with that thought. I'm actually pretty open because there's been a lot of things down the line that I haven't questioned or questioned. With this video, I had people from ex-CIA, ex-FBI messaging me going, you've got to be kidding me. This is so obvious. Why is nobody actually even asking about it? Why are we just taking this as fact? Are we that dumb? I mean, there's obvious things in this video that are completely without logic, yet we feel like we can't ask anymore.
And
something very wrong with that.
And who is the government to say, get it off the air?
Get it off the air. You're going to be persecuted and prosecuted. Yeah,
What is it going to do? Hurt my feelings to see it?
Well, yeah, we've witnessed beheadings.
Yeah.
Beheadings before. This is not going to be something, if you think about it, what was the biggest headline? Got 70 million in ticket sales. The latest horror movie. And you're telling me that people are too squeamish?
Yeah, right.
To see a video like that. Well, I think that people need to question this stuff more. And I think you need to look. I know very, very smart people that were saying, what? I don't understand. You have a question about it? Yeah, because I'm not in a coma. Yeah, I have a question about it.
You could be a person who faints at the sight of blood and watch the New Zealand video and not faint.
Right, because of the lack of blood evidence that is just so curious, or the lack of actual, if you really walk through, and I've gone through the reports done by ex-CIA, ex-military that are going, there's so many, it's like the Las Vegas shooting. There's just so many questions about it that you can't ignore it. So while the media wants to keep feeding us this, well, I'm sure there's something about the Mueller thing after two solid years and given millions of dollars and every single expert, well, I say expert laughingly, but expert you can imagine on this, nothing. And yet not a single solitary question. Do you see how insane this is? The amount of questioning going on, the amount of everything going on when they've continuously said nothing, 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 nothing is there to not one single question about New Zealand. Come on.
Yeah.
If we don't address it, I would feel that we weren't doing our job if we didn't address it. So I will be a voice that says, yeah, I'm addressing it and I'm questioning it. And this is ridiculous. Because what are we witnessing here at the same time? And this is the problem. We are witnessing the red flag gun confiscation bills. Senator Graham, this bill, right, announced that the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to begin conducting hearings tomorrow on Senate Bill 7, the Extreme Risk Protection Order and Violence Protection Act of 2019. And you don't think New Zealand came at the right time for this bill? You're in a coma and you're insane if you don't think these two are related. I don't even know what else to say anymore. We have the Senate bill, hat tip to Mark on this. The GOP they're basically in denial. They're in denial about this. And again, behind more gun legislation. Yet what did they do to get elected? And this is why I get so mad at conservatives, because I expect them. I expect them to know better and I expect them to tell the truth. I know a liberal won't. I can tell you for certainty that a liberal won't tell the truth. They have a very, very hard time with the truth. They're really, sometimes they can be good on whistleblowers. Other than that, their vision of government's completely screwed up. It's socialism squared. It's communism is basically the end route of where their government style goes. But when I look at a conservative, I'm saying, you just got elected on the Second Amendment and abortion. And you know what? You haven't done a darn thing. In fact, you've done everything you can do to pass legislation to support these liberals and their gun confiscation. I'm so tired of it.
It is. And if you look around the country and see what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
In Maine,
right?
In the Press Herald newspaper in Maine, the headline is, our view, it's an editorial, our view, red flag laws work to prevent suicide.
Oh my gosh, what a lie.
What
a lie. Let me just tell you this, okay? They're trying to pass this in my own state. In my own state, I'll tell you this. They said it was about the youth, and they said they sold it on. Red flag law is snitching on your neighbor. What it does is I snitch on my neighbor. I make a phone call. I say, hey, my neighbor is disturbed. You need to go take their guns and then figure out what you're going to do, okay? So they go. They take the guns. No warrant, no cause, no anything. They go in. The judge signs for them to do it, and you don't even get to hear from the person, and they come to get the gun, okay? So this is how they sold it. They sold it as, hey, the youth are committing suicide with a gun, so we need to have the red flag law to take it out of their hands. Do you know how many deaths we had in my own state with the youth using a firearm to commit suicide? It was not the most popular way to commit suicide. We had 25 deaths. To enact an entire red flag law that puts every single person in danger of losing their ability for self-defense in this country, their God-given right to have a firearm to self-defend, and it puts it in peril on the notion that youth are committing suicide by gun with 25 deaths. The nonsense is insane. It's insane.
And if it was to save lives, mm-hmm. wouldn't a thinking person say, well, if they know there's something wrong enough with this person to call the authorities to take their gun, why don't we call the authorities to take them and have them see somebody?
Yeah, exactly yeah. Right. Can we have
we'll take your gun, and then if you decide to go crazy and drive a car into 100 people, that's okay. The problem is the person, not the gun.
Exactly. So they go and they take the gun. It's a brilliant point. Thank you for that. You're exactly right. This is ridiculous. And that shouldn't even be allowed either. I mean, honestly, somebody calling somebody else to snitch on them to say that they're unhinged. Well, look at all the people divorced in this country. You don't think they would utilize that? You don't think the angry neighbor would utilize it against a neighbor?
Because they are unhinged.
Ex-employee.
For a couple months.
Oh, my gosh. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls.
This is Kenny Miller with Cash Valley Bank. We are Southern Utah's financial outfitter because of our people. People who understand the local terrain and environment that also take an active interest in your success. We are not simply checking boxes. We don't operate on quotas. Our team is not pressured to push products or services that are not needed or wanted. Our mission is simple. Support your mission. Come visit any one of our 4 Southern Utah branches and tell us about the mountains you face.
Cash Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store in Washington, next to Best Buy. And guess who walked in today? Carl Lamar.
Hey, Justin, I need a new mattress. The one I got just ain't cutting it for me anymore. I was test resting beds at your Bloomington store. You know where that's at. In Bloomington, next to Walmart. And I fell in love with the Tempur-Pedic. You know which one I chose?
The Pro Adapt Hybrid by Tempur-Pedic.
How did you know? I look like a hybrid kind of guy, don't I?
I thought it was the perfect fit for you. The hybrid could be the perfect fit for you, too.
Stop by the Mattress Store today, because remember, nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody!
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in Southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Andrew C. said,
I've been slowly feeling worse and worse. Then I started at Red River. Dr. Swindlehurst has helped me apply lifestyle changes that have given back my life. I have energy to do the things I love and motivation to push through the things I don't so I can do what I love.
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
If you're looking for a new floor, you have questions. You need an expert with hands-on experience who has answers. Home Flooring Connection is Southern Utah's premier flooring company. Together, Brent and his family have over 40 years' experience. No one's made a bigger statement in home flooring than Home Flooring Connection, and they offer the options for you to make a statement in your home, including window coverings. Visit their gallery located at 765 North Bluff Street across from Fabulous Freddy's or online at homeflooringconnection.com.
Summer is just around the corner, and it would be nice to get your yard just how you've dreamed it would be. Beat the heat. Get a free design session today from Stewart Awning or the Barbecue Hut of St. George. One of their design professionals will come out for a free estimate and help you plan your dream yard. Summer's coming, so don't wait. Discover how Stewart Awning and the Barbecue Hut of St. George can convert any backyard into your favorite place to relax and enjoy family and friends. Call Stewart Awning and the Barbecue Hut of St. George today.
Seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water retaining plants, which help keep wildfire at a safe distance.
And Bud, check out how wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't won't you come back no more?
Hi there. Welcome back. I love this song. Oh, I got Uncle Milty. I just want to see the communists be removed from office.
Yeah.
The Muslim Brotherhood removed from office. I'd like to see the neocons removed from office. Why is this so hard? Why is this so difficult in America today?
I don't know why an American would vote for those people.
I don't either. And the neocons are just as bad as the communists. Mm-hmm. There's to me, there isn't much of a difference. And let me say that as they start hearings tomorrow on red flag laws federally, there are sheriffs, and you were just pointing this out on the break, Milty, there are sheriffs that are standing up and saying, we will not comply. And rightfully so. The only problem I see is that because they say that, they're not bound to anything to do that, and these laws shouldn't pass anyway. If we were worth our salt as the American people, we would make sure that red flag laws did not go through, even when put forth by your own conservative base, our own conservative base, because they're wrong, because they are anti-constitutional. These are infringements on the Second Amendment. This is such an easy thing to see. It's such an easy thing to recognize. And for some reason, well, New Zealand is one of the caveats. We get pulled into the narrative that we have to do something. No, we don't. There isn't anything that needs to be done except halt the media collusion with our government and to also halt the those in office who are anti-American. Who seek to put this crap forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what needs to be halted. If you want to do something, stop the Lindsey Grahams and the Rubios and all of these people that probably, I'm going to go out on a limb to say they probably have a lot of stuff on them. Rubio, number one, by the way, mm-hmm. a lot of tapes. I'm going to just say that and let that lie. But they have so much dirt on them. Why do you think these guys are out there pushing it for the conservative base? Think about what they must have on them to do this, too. And I'm not saying that they're made to do it. I think they want to do it. That's our problem. They want to put this stuff
forth. Sure they do. But then you've got a situation where, okay, in Colorado, mm-hmm. the two county sheriffs have said they won't
right.
support these laws.
Right.
But the Attorney General of Colorado, a Democrat, said, well, then they should resign.
Right. Well, you know.
They took the same oath.
I know. And every sheriff worth their salt is going to come out publicly and say, I will not comply. If
right.
you have sheriffs all over the country doing that, you don't think the media has to listen. They have to report on that. And the government has to start listening to the voice of the people and those sheriffs that are courageous enough to say no. And so I always will say kudos to those sheriffs. But again, we're not bound by that. That's a problem that we're not bound by anything. We are bound by these ridiculous and anti-constitutional mm-hmm. infringements on the Second Amendment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, those same sheriffs are backing asset forfeiture laws that take your property without any
yep.
due process.
I know. You're exactly right. That's what
so
I'm saying.
So I wonder, you know, where do their alliances lie?
Yeah.
You know, if they can come and just pull me over because maybe I went and I picked up my, you know, great uncle's inheritance and it happened to be in cash and I'm driving it back. Bingo, I get pulled over for an out tail light and they find it. Well, that's no longer my property until I prove so.
You're exactly right.
And
yep, you're right.
That's wrong, but they back that one. So you have to wonder.
Yeah,
what's
that's why
happen here?
They're not bound to anything, and it's nice. I'm loving seeing the headlines, but that's just a headline to me. That doesn't mean that they're actually going to stand up for anything.
Right. What if there's federal funding tied to having this law?
Yep, and
well,
it is.
They're going to go, well, hey, there's money if I go ahead and do this.
It is.
So
what people
we can suspend the Constitution for certain individuals.
Yep. What people don't realize too is in taking the equipment that they're handed a pennies on the dollar. To make them more militaristic. militaristic.
Yeah.
Those are some of the strings attached to the funding attached to they get told what to do and mm-hmm. have to comply. And so I've actually seen that because I've seen there was a person arrested in my own district, and it was because they took those gifts that they basically ushered the FBI right in to do it and didn't even question what they were doing. So, and they did it to somebody I know. So it's insane what they're willing to let happen.
Right.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I've spoken with people who share this, and they'll suspend, not that they see that now constitutional rights can be suspended if it furthers along the agenda of the department.
Right.
That it, because sheriffs are more worried in some ways, some of them, not all of them, some police officers are more worried about making the mortgage payment than they are about upholding the Constitution.
Bingo. Thank you for that. Bingo. Right on the money. And the other thing is do you want to have to rely on just the response right now in the headlines? Because is that what we're going to in America? They're passing all of these laws. And then they're saying, well, at the end of the day, at that pivotal moment, the crucial moment where it matters, I'll stand by your side. I can't believe that's our only recourse. Come on. It's a nice recourse, trust me, because they do hold the cards of power. But the problem is that's if that's our only recourse left, we're screwed. We're basically screwed in this nation. I don't know how else to say it. The infringements are so many. And here's Graham and here's Rubio with Senate Bill 7, Extreme Risk Protection Order. Do you know why they call it Extreme Risk Protection? As they're trying to blame it on suicide. That is not the reality of this bill. And I just want to make that known. Because I have conservatives even in my own state that are asinine enough to think this. Or nefarious enough to push it through as something it's not. So extreme risk, it's not about extreme risk. It's about the infringement of the Second Amendment, period. Done. End of sentence. That's like all this is, and it's done under extreme risk. So just had to out that one. Oh, it makes me so mad. And I had a friend send me an email on this and said, you know, Graham, Rubio, and Trump's. I'm sorry, Trump is not a senator. He's not in the House. He's the president. This is on Graham and Rubio. This isn't on Trump. He continuously tries to put Trump in every sentence. Trump is not responsible for this monstrosity, the extreme risk protection order. This is on Graham and Rubio. This is on the authors of the bill. It is on the sponsors of the bill. So I get tired of that because you can't lump Trump in as a senator or a House member every single time you want to point the finger at Trump. Anyway, man, we got a lot of stuff. Oh my gosh. We do. We have so much stuff on the docket. It's insane.
You don't know sometimes which way to go with this stuff. It's so all annoying.
I know. Let me just say that we have so many historic cases. The FBI, the CIA, out of control. We talked last hour about these incredible agencies. They really are out of control, and I don't know what to do to wake us up, to say that we have a sincere problem in these intelligence agencies. Everybody wants to think that they are there to do what's right by the American people and they're there to keep us safe. Oh my gosh, do you realize in every single state we have enough state and county individuals to keep you safe?
Oh yeah.
We don't even need the FBI. Why the FBI even exists should be questioned. The CIA needs to be questioned. What they have done in all of their decades of what they've done inside the walls of this country has to be examined. And nobody wants to. Why is that? Why do you think, Uncle Milty? Why are people so... have such a problem with looking at these agencies and saying, oh my gosh, we're in trouble?
Well, it's because we grew up being taught that they were the good guys.
They were there to save the day. Yeah. Yeah. Like the time the CIA considered bombing Miami and blaming it on Castro, mm-hmm. or shooting down a plane full of college students mm-hmm. in the Northwoods Project.
Oh, the CIA, they've always been snakes.
Yep. And in 2014, the CIA was caught red-handed spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Does everybody remember that one? Yeah, there's that mm-hmm. one. Clapper lying.
Lying.
Bold-faced lies.
To Congress.
Yep, the FBI systematic forensic fraud and crime labs. Yep. Operation Midnight, Climax drugging unsuspecting Johns, filming their interactions with prostitutes. There was that. The FBI routinely staging acts of terrorism. Yep, there's that. The CIA's media manipulation campaigns. Yeah,
a little bit.
Yep. Remember Dulles? So we have so many problems and so many issues. We never, ever look at them. Let's even talk, you know, the CIA's participation in mind control experiments that went on to such a crazy extent that it actually finally was outed by people in the program and whistleblowers to the tune that they couldn't ignore it, the tune that they couldn't even brush it under the carpet anymore. It was done in such volume. Wow. Tulane University, all of these different universities that were paid to have these research programs fulfilled there. Tulane has like, I could do an entire 2-hour show on Tulane University and its medical research. It's insane how we have put up with all of these scandals throughout the years. And even the CIA finally being outed in congressional hearings in the 70s, and then Bush later saying, Senior Bush saying later that, oh, we stopped that, it's voluntary, it's not paid anymore. Not ever really saying it didn't exist, just saying that it wasn't. Yeah, okay, we believe him. So anyway, there's lots of things going on when we look at last year with Lisa Page and Strzok and Clapper and Christopher Steele and the whole nine yards, yet we do nothing about it. Nothing. We're still sitting here today. Nothing has been done. What are we going to do? What are we going to do to have people, you know, any of the elected officials that you chose for office, has anyone done anything about any of this? Nope. No one. Remember the FBI's suicide letter to Martin Luther King and his wife? Anyway, lots of things, and never, ever outed. So, or never really done anything about doing anything once it's outed.
Well, and because nothing happens, people mm-hmm. tend to not believe it.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, if that was true, they would have prosecuted somebody.
Right. And all I have to do is point to Hillary. Hillary's yeah. had so many acts that should have put her in prison that there's when you have somebody that's above the law like this, that can't be touched because of what will fall around mm-hmm. them and the amount of people, we should be wanting to take it down even more. But when you start to look at it as a whole and all the things that they've done in the past, it's a little bit easier to see. But if you've noticed, are you seeing the big report today on all of this in mainstream media?
Yeah.
No, you are not. There's a reason for that. They don't want you to put all the pegs in place. They don't want they don't want us to see it as a whole. They want us to look at it very compartmentalized so that you don't even remember the collusion of the past.
Right.
And it's really easy for them to do this. They've been doing this for years. This is why there is no honesty in the media, because if it was, more you'd be seeing much different stories in the media today. Stories reminding you, stories of saying, oh, hey. Let's take another look at Lisa Page and Peter Strzok mm-hmm. and the big nonsense that happened within these agencies. You'd be seeing it in spades, but you're not. So it's such a huge problem. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Till your work is done, the full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Did you know Steamroller Copies can help your business with your next trade show?
We carry all different kinds of backdrops, retractable banner stands, table throws, feather flags, and so much more.
These displays are durable, lightweight, and easy to travel with.
Come in today to order your trade show package. It's everything you need for your booth.
The trade show special includes a pop-up frame and graphic, retractable banner stand, printed table throw, table toppers, and right now we're throwing in 1,000 business cards for free.
Need help with design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
Order today at any Steamroller Copies location, St. George Boulevard, River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
The full service business center, Steamroller Copies.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number, 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370, or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. No matter your situation, Bank of Utah Home Loans can help with the right home loan for you. Call Brian and the Bank of Utah Home Loans team today, 435-986-7221. Bank of Utah Home Loans, helping you grow no matter what stage of life you're in. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today?
It's Ram Truck Month from now until the end of March at Stephen Wade Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. And we have lots and lots of Ram trucks, about 200 to be exact, on the ground with more coming. So come in and get up to $14,600 off a new 2018 Ram 1500. Or how about 0% for 72 months for all 2018 heavy-duty 2500, 3500s, and 1500s. We'll not be undersold. We'll meet or beat any Vegas, Salt Lake, or Idaho deal. All reasons why you've got it made at Stephen Wade. 0% is in lieu of all rebates and CCAP savings with approved credit.
John Gibson, digging up history. You've heard of frightening crashes of the stock market that leave people in financial ruin. Well, there was an infamous market crash that was the fault of a flower. That story after this. Hey, let me tell you about Smart News, a new app, a solution for your need for the news. SmartNews.com. It lets you say what news you want in your feed. The app's algorithms scan a list of big-name publishers like the LA Times, NBC News, USA Today, People Magazine, and more, and curates for you the news you need to see on your smartphone screen. Give it a try. SmartNews.com. That's SmartNews.com. The smart way to get your news, SmartNews.com. In the middle 1600s, there was a buying mania in Holland. Like our stock market in the 1920s, people were crazed to buy this commodity, and the prices went to dizzy heights. People were nuts for bulbs. A single bulb that produced a flower went for as high as today's $100,000. Prices were doubling daily. Ordinary people invested their life savings trying to make a killing and got killed themselves. What was it that got the Dutch in such a fever? The bulbs produce a flower for which the Dutch are now known. And of course, the market for those bulbs also crashed. The craze was over tulips. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for podcasts. You can go to iTunes. You can also email me, kate at katedalyradio.com. I've got Uncle Milty with me today. Big thanks to Dr. Pesta for coming on. And boy, let me just tell you the news that's not talked about. The Sandy Hook father that commits suicide. Mm-hmm. We've covered the Sandy Hook case on all different angles. All different angles. Not the media approved angles. All different angles. So it's interesting. They've had a suicide. The Epstein lawyer, the judge on the Epstein case, dead. all kinds of weird deaths going on.
Well, the suicide, the Sandy Hook suicide, mm-hmm. supposedly, mm-hmm. his was the third apparent suicide in a week in which the victim was tied to a mass shooting at a U.S. school. Third in a week.
It's interesting.
Do you know what the odds are against that?
Yeah, I do. Yes, it's something that you should probably look at. Maybe even the facts of these cases should probably be looked at.
Yeah.
I've done hundreds of hours on cases that we've talked about that have become big cases in the news where we're supposed to believe the narrative. And I just don't know, unless you're in a coma today, I don't know how you couldn't be asking more questions. I have 100 questions on each one of them. I just can't even imagine why people wouldn't question the strange deaths. We had the Obama economic advisor, strange suicide, that suicide. We also have the death of a judge over the Epstein case, the one that gave the most lenient sentence to a known pedophile, Lolita Express. Amazing. And no one ever questions. No one. It's kind of like the UN guy with a barbell on his neck, a guy that's worked out his entire life, who's extremely muscular, big black guy, just extremely muscular, dies with a barbell on his neck. And nobody questions. Nobody questions it. The case is not talked about by the media today. And What is their headline? I mean, it's just amazing what the headlines are and what they're not. And I know I point this out on a regular basis. It's because I still think we're in a semi-coma from the media doing their job in that we still go to media to look for what's the truth. I know there are a lot of people out there that say I don't, but I know you do, kind of. I know that you're still waiting for them to comment on the truth, sure. and that you're waiting for the day for them to say, can we please examine the facts about Sandy Hook? Can we please examine the facts about Epstein and his island? Can we still go to the facts of these cases? Yet, again and again, we wait for the news media that we know lies to us, that has been legalized in propaganda since 2012, to tell us the truth. And I still don't understand why we do this. Let me say, here's another story for you that is not getting the news that it so rightly deserves. But let me pull this up right here, and I'm hoping I didn't lose it. It is the case of UPS. And UPS actually, where is it? I think I just lost it.
I literally
just lost it. It's a very, very curious case about UPS, and I think this was Fox that actually originally talked about this for a blip, for a second. See, they don't usually do justice to the actual stories. My friend Aaron was talking about this, who has a website that outs the news on Health Nut News, but on this particular kind of thing. But they are partnering. Merck wants a partner to have UPS go in and help deliver sort of these.
Certain vaccines. Not all of them.
No, not all of them yet. But I think that's what's so disturbing, is the fact that we are still looking at this as a viable thing. I mean, to dispatch nurses, so UPS to test U.S. service that dispatches nurses to vaccinate adults in mm-hmm. their homes. Man, they're going full bore on this.
Yeah, they're calling it over the threshold services.
You know what? Stop servicing us. I'm feeling service to death. Are you?
Well,
come on.
A gentleman named Chris Cassidy mm-hmm. joined UPS last year after leaving GlaxoSmithKline.
Amazing how yeah. these people end up in these
to
positions.
To oversee a global healthcare logistics strategy.
Oh, my gosh.
This is global.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to, hey, I need a vaccine. Can you send somebody over from UPS right
That's
now?
That's the first thing I think of yeah. is UPS. Perfect. They wanted to, it shows basically how UPS is targeting a larger slice of the $85 billion billion outsourced healthcare logistics market. It's kind of like how Amazon is trying to access the pharma industry and dispatch medications, right? Same kind of thing. So this is a home health nurse contracted by UPS Clinical Trial Logistics Unit, known as Marken, will collect the insulated package, transport it the last mile to the patient's home, and administer the vaccine, which will target a viral illness in adults. That's how... this is so insane. Workers in the UPS 1.7 million square foot healthcare complex at Worldport will package and ship the vaccine to more than 4,700 franchised UPS stores. And then it will come, you know... come via that. So the parcel delivery industry currently trying to deal with this impact, you know, of the 1-2 punch that is the cooling economy rival Amazon. So they're just trying to rival this. Yeah. There's just so much to this.
And they're going to contract with home healthcare nurses to, once the vaccine is shipped and gets, you know, there, to go give you the shot.
Yeah, here's the deal. If you want a vaccine and you think a vaccine will help you, not saying it won't, I'm just saying if you think it will, did you know that you can go and get that on your own?
Yeah.
That we're being serviced to death by these kinds of companies? Why? What is their goal? Que bono. What do they get from this? Not only financially, but who is driving the train in or in this case, the bus for UPS, in driving them to be to make this so, if you want to say, quote unquote, accessible to you? More than accessible, we're talking given to you at your home, coming to you. I mean, well, you have to look at why the drive to do this.
They say, Kate, the aim of this is to see if we can connect all these dots.
That's so true, though. You know, this is so true. It's like, look at the news not being told. Look at all these agencies that are going in these directions, that are driven by the government, that have a stake in government entities that are driving this forward. Okay, look at the deaths. Look at the things not talked about. The suicides not talked about, the Epstein Island not talked about, the pedophilia not talked about in this country, all this stuff that they never, we are told what to think, we are told how to feel about it. I perceive a day when your apartment living in America has the health office as part of the quarters, has all of these things that are so accessible to you. The schools in which healthcare facilities are becoming part of the school properties, that are actually sort of planting their flag on school properties to become part of the school public school experience, so that you don't have to go take your kids to an appointment. The school will do it for you. We talked about this, I think, last week. We alluded to this. Same kind of thing. So accessible, you can't escape it. So accessible, you will get to a point where you don't get a say in it. That's how accessible they want to become. Let's call it. That's what's so disturbing about this. We'll get it if we want it. Get out of our business.
Have you ever heard of PillPack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
So So Amazon teamed up with Berkshire Hathaway and JP Morgan to do that. And they pack, how nice, they package right? up all your medications, how you're supposed to take them. You don't have to do anything except open it up and take the pill they sent you.
I know. I guess you'll never think they ever screwed up you know, aren't fallible in any way.
Happen?
Yeah. You know, it's let's make it so accessible we do your thinking for you.
Yeah.
If your mind's not made up and you're just a little inquisitive about vaccines, guess what? We're going to put a nurse on your porch who's willing to come in and take a stab at it, literally. And you know what? You don't even have to think anymore. We're just going to give you all of these services. We're going to take care of you. Yeah, we're going to take care of you. If we don't start seeing this and calling it out and talking about it and confronting it, we're playing into the narrative that they'd love us to play into, and that is stupidity. Stupidity, where we just don't see it anymore. We're just to the point where we don't see what's coming. We are Americans. We are supposed to see what's coming. if you can't connect the dots on this, we are just, we're in just such a state of just complicity with this, really, if we don't start calling it out and talking about it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
My bullets are safe and effective.
Really? Well, thank you. That isn't a charged phone call at all. You know, I get it. I get it. But the smart walls, smartphones, smart meters, suicides, things not talked about in the media, the accessibility beyond even your contradictory point of view on something, but having it so accessible that it's mandatory at some you know, point. This is all the stuff. This is all the stuff we were warned about, and we still, I mean, even globally, we can even look at globally what's going on. You've got May pretending to not want Brexit,
right.
yet the people want it, but she's trying to play into this little cover of trying to act like she's working for the people.
Yeah.
Same kind of, it's all this covert crap going on that we need to call out.
And between May and Parliament, they've done everything they can to prevent Brexit from happening.
Yeah, I know. And but she plays the people's voice. And she's certainly in their pocket of the European Union. And she wants to be there so that she can continue on in her little role. And it's not, it's all playing a part. It's all, it's like Alexandria answering a casting call. It's all the same thing. And so there's that. Also, something we probably need to address tomorrow, white and out of sight. This was a new report by Selwyn Duke. CU removes all white men from American political thought course. I'm just waiting for them to take that monument of the presidents and totally demolish it, because that's what they want to do. They basically want to say American political thought, but it's the outing of anyone that's white that had anything to do with America. Are you tired of it yet? I sure am.
Well,
I sure am. We need to talk about that tomorrow. It was a great piece by Selwyn on this. And so we'll talk about what's going on with America right now and how they're really trying to flip some of these narratives. Implement the narrative, I should say. Not flip it. That's what we're here to do. NASA chopper on Mars. We need to talk about that tomorrow.
That's important.
Too.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. Well, we'll try and get to them on tomorrow's show as well, because of the stuff we didn't get to today. But we have a truth problem in America. We don't have a right and left problem. The right and left work together to bring all of this quote unquote accessibility. Mandatory accessibility. Don't you just love that one? And also all of these narratives to pass. It takes both sides to do this. They are working in concert to do this. This has to be people versus government, because if we're not understanding what's going on with the government as a whole, then we are not awake. You're truly not awake. If we're still in the right-left paradigm, we're not awake. And all we can do is call it out and say, this is what's going on, and I love your phone calls to the show. I love your emails. Thank you for your constant flow of emails on truth. And I know there are so many awake out there, and it gives me promise and hope that there's enough people that can understand what's going on still. And I just applaud. I am so grateful for you. Truly, you teach me all the time. You teach me. I learned so much from you, from Uncle Milty, from Dr. Pesta, from Chris Ann Hall, from everybody on the show. Melissa, you name it. I learned so much from our co-host and guests. It's awesome. Keep it coming. You have something you need to send me? Send it. Kate@katedallyradio.com. UncleMilty@katedallyradio.com. Send it. We want to hear from you. Be faithful. Be fearless. Have a fantastic Monday night. Go spend some time with your family. I know I'm going to. And Uncle Milty, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you here tomorrow. We'll out some more truth. Everyone have a good one.
Hi, this is John with Copiers for Sale, a division of Steamroller Copies. Did you know that we sell and service copiers, plotters, and more? Our unique business model allows us to offer 30 to 50% savings on your copier lease or purchase. Owning copy stores for almost three decades has taught us distinctive purchasing strategies. With our experience, we will reduce your equipment costs and give you better service. Call me now at 435-862-6000 for a free bid. That's 435-862-6000.
Steamroller Copies!
Cache Valley Bank's a community bank, serving all of Utah. We draw from the adventurous spirit that first brought early mountain men and trappers to Cache Valley. Like Cache Valley, every community in Utah has a rich heritage, a history full of grit, hard work, and determination. Those adventures continue with the families and businesses that are carrying Utah into a future still bright with opportunity. We all have mountains to climb. Those mountains call, we'll be here. Cache Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM. KZNU St. George. 93.1 FM. Cedar City. KAZZ Parowan. KCLS HD4 Leeds.